Thanks, Ms. Dean Raphael. That was beautiful. I don't see any Macintoshes in the audience today. Sorry about that. I was thinking of apples, I suppose. So, anyway, I am very honored and pleased to see so many of her friends and family here to honor her today. Out of respect for her and her wishes, put the hankies away because we're not going to cry today. So, anyway, she loved having family and friends around her, and if she knew you were all coming, she probably would have made some food, especially the sandwiches, the roast beef sandwiches on homemade bread, or maybe some cookies. Mom and Dad had a great relationship and partnership, which made our home life wonderful. I had a great childhood, and Mom and Dad supported all we did, whether school projects or plays, Little League, music lessons, scouting, or anything else we wanted to do. They never did it for us, they just encouraged us and helped guide us with the things that we needed to do. Mom and Dad always wanted us to think for ourselves, and it's paid off. We've all become very successful people with good families. My brothers and sisters are just wonderful people, and I love them dearly. So Christmas time always seemed to bring magic. Christmas stockings filled with nuts and fruit and little toys, and Jeff and I would get a couple of cowboy outfits and thought we were pretty hot. So there's some great pictures of those around. So, but we also enjoyed Sunday evenings with cocoa, popcorn, homemade bread, watching Bonanza and Wonderful World of Disney. Those were all great, great times. We were truly loved. As I thought of how I could relay my feelings of Mom, I thought of the Boy Scouts law. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Mom exemplified all of these qualities and more. Beauty. She was a beautiful person, and she enjoyed everything that was beautiful. Grandkids, flowers, even though she had a hard time with the fragrance of flowers, she loved to look at them. Trustworthy, she was an exceptional confidant, and we could count on her to be there for us anytime. I depended on her and confided in her many times throughout my life. You could talk to her about anything. She always told us the truth, even if it hurt, but she had a remarkable way of seeing things in a positive light. She always filled her obligations and then some. Loyal, she was extremely loyal to her family, friends, and faith. She stood by us through joys and adversities. I don't think anyone could have a better friend, and all of you that know her know that she was like that. Helpful, Mom was always willing to help out with a wedding, funeral, or just to help a sick friend. And like I said before, she was always there to help us with our schoolwork or whatever else we needed. And she always seemed to have something that we needed for those projects. And friendly, Mom was a friend to all. Several people last night at the viewing had said, what a gracious lady. And she always sought to understand people and share in their lives. All of you who'd met her, you already know this. My friends were always welcome, and she always took interest in them and whatever they were doing. Many of her friends could say to this day that she was their best friend. She had more best friends than anybody I know. Courteous, Mom was extremely polite and gracious. She always took the time to visit, even when she wasn't up to it. She would ask politely in conversation, is it all right if I tell you one more story? Just like Linda had said. Let me tell you one more thing. Have you got time? I always had time for one more thing with her. Kind, she was very thoughtful and gentle with everyone she met, friends and strangers alike. A consummate caregiver who constantly took care of everyone's need. Even when she was sick, she was still taking care of us. Obedient, Mom was law-abiding, even if she got in on the wrong side of the car, and she obeyed the laws and the doctrine of the gospel. She lived what she believed and was a great example to all of us. You always encouraged us to be obedient as well. Obey or pay. Cheerful, what a tremendous sense of humor. She always seemed to look on the bright side. She used humor in the face of adversity. She loved to share David's comment about David, her, and Dad's cancer. They were all diagnosed around Christmas time, and he'd say, "We've had 3 Christmas masses in our home." Learning her sense of humor, one day I came home from school, and I said to her, "Mom, I am so glad that you named me Sam." She was beaming with pride, and she looked at me, and she said, "Why?" And I said, "Because that's what everybody calls me." Thursday, Linda and I were fortunate enough to spend 4 hours with her the evening before she passed away. She'd come to a little bit and talk to us just as sharp as can be. And then she'd take a little nap, and then she'd wake up. One of the things she said to me was, "I wish I could talk to Harley on the phone." Harley is our dog, or granddog to her. She loved all of our dogs and was always interested in them just as much as she was her grandchildren. And I think just to tease us, yesterday morning she sent a skunk out to spray my dog Harley first thing in the morning before we were getting ready to come to the thing. Thanks, Mom. She delighted in stories about Harley. I called her one day because I was sitting in the kitchen doing some paperwork, and the doorbell rang. I have a habit of sitting in the kitchen just with my shorts on doing my paperwork, so I had to go put a shirt on. So I came to the door, and there was our dog Harley sitting there smiling at me. And I thought, he rang the doorbell. I can't believe that he rang the doorbell. So I called her and told her the story about Harley ringing the doorbell. She thought that was great. She was telling everybody. And so I called my neighbor, I talked to my neighbor later that day, and he said, "I came over earlier and rang your doorbell, but you weren't there." So I just went home. Another story I told her about, and this one was really amazing to me. I had cut a bunch of tree branches off and I was carrying them back to a little burn pit that I have in the backyard. Well, I heard this dragging noise as I'm wheeling the branches around, and I look over, and it's my dog Harley carrying a branch. She wanted to help. I told her that story. She loved it. She thought it was great. She always delighted in everything that everybody did, their children, their grandchildren, and their animals. Thrifty, boy, was Mom thrifty. Mom would always use the excuse of her Scotch blood. Oh, not that she had Scotch in her blood, but her Scottish heritage. She would scrape a bowl of gravy or cake batter out so you didn't even have to wash the bowl. David used to joke about Mom and Dad going to 3 or 4 different stores to get the best price on bananas. However, she always had any kind of candy you'd want in her house. She had jars with candy in them. And a lot of our teeth problems are probably due to all the candy she always had in the house. She loved her chocolates, and her grandkids, kids, and great-grandkids all enjoyed going to her house for a candy bar. She wasn't much for modern conveniences, though. She had a dishwasher. She had a garbage disposal. Never used the garbage disposal. Hence, use it or lose it, it never worked. It was always plugged up. So I was like, "Mom, you got to turn this thing on to keep it working." She never liked to use it. She liked to save most things. And she also only used her dishwasher for a dish drainer. She'd wash the dishes and put them in the thing just to drain. It was a handy drainer, little drawer, you know. She was sweet. Gotta love her. You could barely find room in her fridge for anything because she saved all of her leftovers. But she always had something for you to eat. Brave, Mom was always brave. City girl taking fencing and horseback riding to meet her physical education. She was tough as nails and never complained, even through her illness. She had to put it, be brave to put up with some of my shenanigans. When I was a kid, I did the old rope and bucket full of water trick. Poor Steve Green was the recipient of that. Steve Green was all dressed up. They were all dressed up to go to the dentist. And I was being a smart aleck, and I put a bucket of water on the roof out on the back porch because the roof was flat. And I put a little knot in the rope and tied it to the bucket, and I asked Steven to come over and take the knot out of the rope. He pulled on it, and I hit him square, right on the head, soaked him. I thought I wasn't going to make it past 12 years old. So, anyway, I actually talked to Steve yesterday and asked him if it was okay if I related that story. Well, I was sent to my room, and being the little shenanigan person that I was, I decided I'd sneak out the window and go play with my friends. As I came around the front of the house, there was Mom going, "Where are you going?" You couldn't put anything over on her. And teaching special education is not for sissies either. Sometimes she'd have bruises on her legs from some of those rowdy kids, but she did it all with a smile on her face, strength and patience to do a job, and did it with a smile. Clean. Mom and Dad's house was always clean and presentable for guests and family. Most of all, it was comfortable. Everybody felt comfortable going in my folks' house. She kept her clothes clean, like Wendy had mentioned, and pressed, and she looked like a million bucks. Of course, she'd never say a million bucks, maybe $1.95. But even her doll clothes, like Wendy said, were pressed, clean. Dad's clothes were always great. Dad was clean, too. He's a great vacuumer. You should see the lines he does when he vacuums. Reverent. My first memories of reverence were when my grandmother lived with us, Grandma Ruth. We were supposed to be quiet and not upset Grandma Ruth, so we kind of learned those tricks. So Dad was working on the roof one day. Had the ladder up there, and we lived on 9th East, and that was a tall house and steep roof. Dad's up there working. Pretty soon, Jeff came into the house and said, "Mom, I have a bad word for you. Sam's on the roof." I had climbed up the ladder and gone to see what my dad was doing. Well, Jeff knew the reverence not to upset Grandma, so, "Mom, Sam's on the roof." Well, she was a great lady. I loved her. She was respectful of people and was very humble. She was proud of her faith and testimony of the gospel. She commanded our respect of family, not demanded, and friends. But she didn't have to raise her voice to get her point across. She was made of love, and even all that she went through, she was taking care of us. She wanted us to take care of each other, and especially ourselves. She would always tell us we get one body, and we needed to take care of it. This is one of the things that Mom, being the saver that she was, didn't throw out. Fortunately, she didn't. It's a letter from my grandmother. Uh-oh. Oh, it's here. Sorry. Got lost there. Grandmother Ruth wrote to her children, "The message I have for each of you is to strive for love at home. You already know there must be cooperation in each household to accomplish this kind of peace. There is no peace without love. Be interested in the welfare of each family in our circle. Each unit is a small kingdom by itself with their own homes and income and is doing great. Each in his or own or her own way. Stand by and for each other. Let no criticism of each other pass your lips. Be understanding. Stick up for each other is sticking up for each other always. Remember that what you give is what you'll get. Love is the only way to peace and happiness. May you all have it and share it. You are all so dear to me. Mother Ruth M. Penrose." I'd like that to direct that towards my own family. I feel all of those things for them, and I will be there for you. Okay. Time to get the hankies out. I'm going to read a poem by Helen Steiner Rice, A Mother's Love. A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring come what may, for nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaking, and it never fails or falters, even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns, and it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems. It is far beyond defining, it defies all explanation, and it still remains a secret like the mysteries of creation. A many-splendored miracle man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand. Thank you very much for sharing my mother's celebration of life. Remember, she loved you all. Mom, enjoy the reunion. We love you. And Pop, know that I'll always be there for you.